I want to welcome you all to the WebWise 2007. I'm Liz Bischoff from the University of Colorado, and on behalf of the conference hosts, the J. Paul Getty Trust, the Institute of Museums and Library Services, and OCLC, I want to welcome you to the 8th annual, can you believe it? The 8th annual IMLS WebWise Conference on Libraries, Museums, and the Digital Age. This year's theme is Stewardship in the Digital Age, Managing Museums and Library Collections in Preservation and Use. WebWise has become the longest running of the major international cultural heritage organization gatherings. And indeed, it is the only place where we attract all types of cultural heritage institutions. And it's wonderful. And this indeed is the largest gathering of professionals in the cultural heritage community. And today we have more than 375 librarians, archivists, museum professionals, and representatives from the broadcast public broadcasting community gathered to discuss issues of preservation and use of cultural heritage objects. So, we're going to start off with our keynote presentation. I am now privileged to introduce Dr. Ann Imelda Radici, the director of the Institute of Museum and Library Services. She was appointed to this position by President Bush in 2006 and confirmed by the Senate in March of 2006. Dr. Radici.
Thank you. Well, it's my pleasure to also say welcome to everyone. The Institute of Museum and Library Services has made a significant contribution to helping libraries and museums build infrastructure and create content and services that make it possible for people to use libraries and museums in new ways. IMLS is a positive influence, creating an action agenda, setting high expectations, promoting collaboration, and encouraging an emphasis on real-life outcomes and impacts. Some of the issues that have captured the attention of the program committee for this year's WebWise include the critical need to preserve modern collections that exist only in digital form, the need to preserve collections on deteriorating media, such as sound recordings, and the need to preserve the digitized images we are creating as security copies in case of loss or damage to originals. And we estimate that since the creation of the Institute, we've invested over $40 million in national leadership grants for research, digitization, and digital preservation efforts. We have also supported hundreds of projects through our Museums for America grants and through our library grants to the states. These grants have digitized countless collections, and they have helped set standards, studied how people use online information, examined the use of digital surrogates to enhance preservation efforts, and provide tools for educators, researchers, the scholarly community, and the general public. Most importantly, they have encouraged collaborative activity to share effort, resources, and intellect. The momentum is great, and the energy among libraries, museums, and other cultural heritage organizations is high. As some of you may know, preservation and conservation are my passions. And to celebrate the Institute's 10th anniversary, I am working with other federal cultural agencies, the National Endowment for the Arts, the National Endowment for the Humanities, and the President's Council, as well as the National Archives, and with some private funders to help place a national spotlight on our nation's collections. I know that later today you will hear from Heritage Preservation about the Health Heritage Index prepared with IMLS support. This study is the foundation for the initiative we are calling Connecting to Collections. The study is a clarion call to action. It documents the critical need to provide safe condition for collections, to establish emergency plans, and to make caring for collections a high priority for our institutions and our nation. No less than built environment and the natural world, the collections held in public trust at libraries, museums, and archives are precious to our future survival. It's my pleasure to introduce our partners. The success of WebWise is a result of the expertise of our program committee. However, I would be remiss if I did not recognize not only our fantastic staff at IMLS, but specifically Dr. Joyce Ray. Joyce, stand up, because we forget to say thank you to the people. Joyce is an important leader at the agency, and WebWise is her baby, I would say, wouldn't you say that? And it's growing very nicely, 8 years old, so we hope it has a continued growth into teenage and maybe into young adulthood. Thank you, Joyce. First and foremost, I do want to say that we thank OCLC and J. Paul Getty Trust from the bottom of our hearts. And I'm delighted that Mr. Jay Jordan, president of OCLC, and Dr. Kenneth Hama of the Trust are here with us today, and both will make some remarks. Under Mr. Jordan's leadership, OCLC has built a new technological platform, introduced new services, created a library advocacy program, and introduced new initiatives to make library holdings and libraries more visible on the open web. His leadership has provided remarkable growth. Please welcome Mr. Jordan.
Thank you, Ann. I especially like the notion of the Connecting to Collections initiative. So I'll talk about that a little bit in the context of OCLC. We're really honored to be part of the proceedings today, and I want to thank IMLS for generous support of this conference and for involving OCLC. This really brings together museums and libraries and to a lesser extent archives, which in fact are the stewards of our cultural heritage. This conference really does provide an exceptional opportunity for sharing ideas and best practices. Perhaps equally important is also it is a way for us to explore how our institutions might connect in new ways to serve our users better. For those of you not familiar with OCLC, what percentage of the audience comes from a library background or is a practicing librarian? Okay. So there's a large percentage. I ran into some people at the cocktail party last night, so I never heard of us. What's an OCLC? So if you'll bear with me, that doesn't offend me in the least. I just got there 8 years ago myself, so. But anyway, let me say a few words just for context. It's a nonprofit membership computer library service and research organization. It is a cooperative. Thousands of libraries and other cultural heritage institutions in 111 countries use OCLC for cataloging, resource sharing, reference services, and digital and preservation services. A number of historical societies, art museums, and archives also participate in the cooperative. OCLC operates WorldCat, which is the world's largest and richest bibliographic database. WorldCat contains more than 85 million records and more than 1 billion location listings for items held in libraries and other cultural heritage institutions. In the past 2 years, we've added 25 million records, including large national files and bibliographies from Denmark, Finland, Germany, the Netherlands, and Poland. And this year, we're going to add national files from Iceland, Israel, New Zealand, and Taiwan. WorldCat is becoming a global catalog resource that includes an increasing number of images, documents, and other primary source materials in digital form. OCLC is more than a computer services and database, however. It's also a cooperative, and it works as an advocate on behalf of its members at the same time that it tries to increase their visibility. We serve as advocates for libraries by developing studies and reports that members can use in their own planning and advocacy activities. Our environmental scan in 2003 was award-winning and highly acclaimed. In 2005, we published a well-received Perceptions of Libraries report, which confirmed pretty much what we already knew. About 1% of users go to the library webpage or library portal when starting an information search, while more than 84% of them use search engines. We are now preparing to release a report on social networking based on a survey of information seekers in 6 countries, Canada, France, Germany, Japan, the United Kingdom, and the United States. In part because of this groundbreaking research, we've also received recently a $1.2 million grant from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation to research the potential of creating a national advocacy program to support public libraries. In the past several years, OCLC has set out to increase the visibility of its members' collections and connect users to the rich resources available through these institutions. In 2005, we launched the Open WorldCat program, which makes bibliographic records of library-owned materials visible and accessible to web users through popular internet search engines such as Google, Yahoo, MSN Academic Live, Antiquarian Booksellers, and Amazon. During its first year, Open WorldCat was named by PC Magazine as one of its top 100 sites. Since the service began in 2005, more than 185 million web searches have been routed into WorldCat, and in many instances, rerouted into a local library. The bottom line for Open WorldCat is that a searcher starts out on a search engine and ends up in a local library. Clearly, this has taken the library out where people are actually looking for information. Let me say a few words about some of our activities that relate directly to the theme of this conference, stewardship in the digital age. OCLC supports the development and adoption of digital standards in the broader community. Dublin Core, CDWA Lite, Catalog Cultural Objects, and the Checklist for Trusted Digital Repositories, to name a few. OCLC Research has developed and provides free of charge to the library community open source software programs that implement OAI protocols for data storage and harvesting in support of institutional repositories. They are OAI Cat and OAI Harvester. For example, the National Library of Australia is using OAI Cat software to create an OAI interface to a database of metadata that describes the library's digital collections. DSpace, the open source repository initiative created by MIT and Hewlett-Packard, uses OAI Cat to support its OAI capability. I think you'll be pleased to know that OCLC is preparing to release a version of OAI Cat for museums. In the past several years, OCLC and RLG convened a working group that developed the PREMIS Data Dictionary for Preservation Metadata. The dictionary won awards last year from the British Library and the Society of American Archivists. We have launched a new terminology service to help libraries, museums, and archives create consistent metadata for their collections. The service now contains the Getty Research Institute vocabularies of art, architecture, and materials culture. Last August, we launched the WorldCat.org website, which offers a search box that people can download and use to search more than 85 million records and 1.1 billion location listings in WorldCat. This is a signal achievement in the history of OCLC. For the first time, collections in OCLC member libraries are now entirely visible on the internet to people everywhere in the world. Clearly, this is another important way to drive users to the library or to the museum. In addition to making WorldCat available on the web, we also have extended our advocacy and visibility through 2 important initiatives. The first is the merger with RLG. On July 1st, 2006, RLG and OCLC combined their organizations and resources to better serve the library, archives, and museum communities. OCLC programs and research supports libraries, archives, and museums. They collaboratively design their future. The products and services that are now being integrated with OCLC, such as RLG Archive Grid, which is now hosted at the OCLC Data Center, and the Cameo service, which is moving to the OCLC Content DM platform in a few months. RLG's program initiatives are going forward as RLG programs, a unit within the new OCLC Programs and Research Division. It is led by Jim Mahalko, former president of RLG, who is now vice president of RLG programs at OCLC. So it's combining OLG's successful tradition in identifying issues and building consensus among research institutions with OCLC's research capacities and robust prototyping skills. They're providing a working group as a discussion forum to help museums share digital descriptions and surrogates. On the archival front, OLG Programs is sponsoring a one-day session on the economics of mass digitization of special collections during this year's Society of American Archivists Conference in Chicago. While the economics of mass digitization of books is clear, it is less clear for digitizing the rare and unique. In the bibliographic area, OLG Programs is working on building consensus for the functional requirements for a system-wide approach to managing print collections and libraries. The second initiative in OCLC's acquisition last August acquisition of DNEMA, the organization that developed and supports ContentDM. This software helps libraries manage digital objects and surface their special collections on the web. It is used by more than 400 institutions and manages more than 2,500 digital collections, which comprise in excess of 6 million individual digital objects. These collections can be registered for OAI harvesting and subsequent loading into WorldCat. And this unit is working with the OLG Programs Unit and OCLC Research in exploring digitization opportunities in the library, archive, and museum communities. So, in closing, let me say, in the cultural heritage community, we definitely have some golden opportunities ahead of us as we continue to pursue our role of collecting, organizing, providing access to, and preserving information in order to pass it on to future generations. As you have heard, OCLC is involved in some forward-looking programs, not only in the library community, but in the museum and archive communities as well. These programs are possible not only because of technologies, but also because of new partnerships and alliances, and perhaps most important, new forms of cooperation with other cultural heritage institutions around the globe. We must make our collections, whether they are in archives, museums, or archives, available to people when and where they want them. Clearly, we have the expertise, experience, and knowledge that we need to share with others. Now, more than ever, we need to work together as partners. We have the opportunity to make our collections more accessible than ever before and to advance research, scholarship, and education in new and exciting ways. And I believe that this WebWise conference is one of the best ways we have of making progress toward these goals. So please accept my best wishes for a successful conference. Thank you.